Got it, hot. Welcome back to Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center. Paul Allen joined now by Minnesota Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer. What's going on, Coach?
Not much. How are you doing?
Looks like you have some headphone difficulty there. Is this akin to not being able to properly converse with assistant coaches during the course of a game?
Yeah, I'm going to have to signal to you.
Okay. Well, I don't want that signal because it would involve one finger, and I don't prefer to see that with this camera running here at Vikings.com. Are you okay with that?
Yep, I'm good.
Everything good with you and I?
Yeah, I think so. We'll see how this interview goes.
Well, not only am I doing a friendship check and I'm on the Z's, I'm just wondering, you know, there's people are talking. Do you have anything against me or is everything okay?
People are talking about you?
Well, let's just listen to it. Zachary?
Hey, one more question.
Sure.
Why does everybody listen to your show and no one's listening to PA?
Well, you know, that's a good question. PA's been asking the same thing all the time. You're absolutely right. No longer fourth in the north, as we like to say. The Paul Allen Project, Barney the Purple Dinosaur, I call him, because he's Vikings through and through. He's an extended family member.
Yeah.
He's got secrets. We try to interpret what he says. When he says things on the air, we go, did Zimmer tell him that? Did Spielman tell him that? Who gave him this information? You know, you guys are trying to spread the good word about the Vikings, the gospel, and then your messenger is PA. Is there any truth to that?
He's the preacher.
Yes. Yeah. Is there any truth to that?
Well, we probably have some code words that we use with
right. I figured as much.
Yeah.
So I'm the preacher.
Yeah, but who would want to be called the common man? Seriously.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to.
I mean, if you do a radio show in Cleveland where you like talk about the Browns every day, you're the common man.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that'd be a good label for anyone.
Yeah, this is division champion radio here, right?
Right.
Yeah, and NFC North title game qualifying radio, and hopefully next year Super Bowl qualifying radio, right?
Well, right now we're working on getting better in the spring, and really, we're only thinking about San Francisco 49ers
right.
at this point.
Well, why them? Why not the preseason opponents first?
Well, you know, that's part about understanding who's going to be on your football team, kind of figuring out the 53-man roster, those things, trying to get better, trying to improve your schemes, and then, you know, going to the game, we're talking about trying to win.
Could you set the 53 now if you had to?
No.
So, I mean, it's not gun-to-head type stuff, but, I mean, you legitimately have some big-time battles in certain spots, right?
Yeah, I think we got some good depth at quite a few positions. You know, our defensive line is pretty deep.
Yeah.
Our defensive backfield is pretty deep. So those two spots specifically will be hard decisions, I think.
So you bring in Sheldon Richardson. He'll play extensively next to Linval. With Shamar Stephan and Tom Johnson leaving, do you feel good about your defensive tackle depth? Because I know that's important to you.
Yeah, really. Perry, the guy we brought in, he's done a great job this spring as a nose tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Jaleel Johnson has done a really nice job this camp. He's gotten a lot better from last year, you know, his rookie year. And then, you know, some of these young we got Jalen Holmes, who he broke his hand, but up until that point, I'm thinking, you know, this guy's got a chance to be a real guy.
Yeah. Now, when you have players like Anthony Barr, Daniil Hunter, Stephon Diggs, you know, some of these guys where, you know, a lot of the reports involve what's next for them contractually. You know, and this is certainly in no way asking you if any of them are going to be signed before the season, but say, like, none of them or all of them are, whatever.
I hope all of them.
Okay. Yeah. But say it's not all of them. Is it good having players in situations like that into a season, you know, given the productivity you'll get out of them because they're looking for their next deal?
Yeah. But, you know, we want to do the very best we can to be fair to the players, too. You know, we're asking them to put their careers on the line for us, and, you know, we want to try to be as good to them as we possibly can. And, you know, and really all those guys, Diggs has had a great spring. I'm probably helping their contract a little bit now, but I'm going to tell the truth.
Well, Stephon's good.
Yeah, he's had a good spring. Denal's had a good spring. Barr's had a good spring.
Yeah.
You know, but they're good football players, and, you know, we hope to keep them here. And, you know, part of the deal is keep as many good players as we can here.
You know, with Daniil's sacks numbers last year not being where some maybe on the outside thought they would be or wanted them to be, I remember, and I've shared this on my radio show, maybe this is what Common's talking about, I just remember week in and week out last year, whether it was Cousins or Goff or Rodgers or Stafford or whomever you were playing, a lot of the time I would hear from you or somebody say one of Daniil's biggest responsibilities in this game is to keep these quarterbacks in the pocket.
Yeah.
And that may cut into the sack total. So did that cut into the sack total, and did he give you, from a schematic standpoint, what you wanted?
Well, I think the big thing, Paul, is we rush differently than most people. You know, on first and second down, or unless we know it's a pass, we're playing the run.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these teams, they're rushing the quarterback every single down. And I'm not saying specifically Daniil, but all these guys, I think all these guys are the same way. You know, Griff does the same thing. All these guys do that, and really for the betterment of the team. And that helps the secondary. It helps the linebackers in coverage. And, you know, that's why we try to play a team defensive scheme, really.
Are you familiar with old school North Carolina Tar Heels coach Dean Smith?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Dean
Smith.
I'm
old school, too.
Dean, right, correct. Dean's your old school football / baseball guy. He's old school college basketball guy. Well, he used to run something called the Four Corners offense,
mm-hmm.
where I swear he'd play like Mike Jaminski and Jim Spanarkle with Duke, and the score would be 4-3 at halftime.
Right.
Because he's trying to slow it down.
And they put in the 24-second clock.
Right.
Right.
Because of him.
Right.
With the glut you have at corner, with all these talented corners, maybe your new nickname needs to be Dean Smith, and you run like the Four Corners defense.
Oh, that's a good one.
I would have thought, to get there, but I'm glad you liked it.
I would have thought that would have been on a Common Man show.
But, I mean, seriously, look at from Xavier to Trey Waynes, McKenzie, Mike Hughes, Terrence Newman, got Marcus Sherrills. I mean, you definitely have some training camp and preseason-related tough decisions to make with these corners, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I've said this before, but our whole philosophy defensively is to get pass rushers and guys that can cover,
yep.
whether it be linebackers or corners. And we are looking at some new things defensively this year that has been good. I think it'll be good additions. What we're doing, mixing things up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm glad you phrased it that way, because I remember sitting down with you at the combine, you know, and you had a mini meltdown because there had been some recent report about the second half of the Saints game and the Eagles game, just wondering about your defense. And you're like, you know, this defense is tried and true. It's been tested throughout decades or years to decades, and it's worked. But then you did kind of concede that there may need to be some twists to it or like some minor tweaks. Has that happened?
Yeah, and we're always trying to do that. I mean, we're always, you know, the coaches, they get mad when I'm away at the ranch for a few days because I come back and say, hey, let's try this, let's
yeah.
do this,
it's
let's
your
do
laboratory.
That. Yeah, and but we are tweaking things, and you know, if you want to get started on those, you know, we played great against New Orleans. We didn't play good against Philadelphia, so I'll give you four quarters, but
yeah.
I'm not going to give you six.
Yeah, yeah, the first half for sure. Second half,
we threw an interception. That,
yeah.
They ran down in there. We had a punt blocked that
yep.
they got.
No doubt.
I mean,
and a Hall of Fame quarterback went no huddle like 23 consecutive times, which really
yeah.
is difficult
and the only bad
for everybody.
Thing, and the only bad thing was we didn't get him out on 4th-and-10.
Right.
And so, you know, we put that one more play in, everybody's mm-hmm. you know, patting you on the back. So
The first-round corner, Mike Hughes, I know this is a big mental time of the year for your corners. How well is he picking it up?
You know, one of the hardest things when we take these young corners and we put them inside at the nickel, the zone within man concept that we run is very hard for him. This guy has been by far the best guy that we've had since I've been here as far as the understanding
yeah.
that part of the game.
Holy cow.
He's done really, really well. He's still got a long way to go, but that part has been really impressive.
Yeah, and I mean, that just plays into the previous conversation with the importance not only of training camp, but these preseason games. You know, with when McKenzie plays, if and or when Terrence plays, then when Mike comes in, because you know you got Xavier here, you probably got Trey there, and you've always liked rotating your corners to a certain extent, but that inside battle, that's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, it'll be a good battle. McKenzie's had a much better spring. You know, I know he feels like he's being pushed, which is a good thing. You know, we're always trying to create as much competition as we possibly can.
Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings day two of mandatory minicamp today from Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center. This is 9 to noon. With a new quarterback and coordinator, do you have to be patient with the offense's progress this time of the year?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I think the defense has been ahead of the offense this spring.
I'm sure you hate that.
you know, honestly, I want us to score like 100 points.
Yes.
And that way I can come, you know, I can go into the defense and tell them how crappy they are, and they'll get back on the stick, and then we'll get going again. But,
that's great.
You know, and it's a little bit of a feeling out process with both Flip and Kirk. I think that you know, finding out the things he likes. You know, Kirk came in and talked to me yesterday afternoon about some of the red zone stuff and mm-hmm. Some of those concepts. So I thought that was good. And you know, we talked about some other things after that. But yeah, it's always going to be a little bit more of a slower process because mm-hmm. they're installing. You know, our guys. For instance, yesterday we had a blitz and we're in the red zone and the quarterback audibled and the defense. Audibled again.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't even put that in yet.
Right.
You know, it's like, hey, guys,
yeah.
Slow down here. You
right.
Know? So,
hey, defense, slow down. You're saying defense, slow down,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we didn't put it in.
Because they called
yet.
On like a 2017 midseason audible.
Yeah, they've done it with something we haven't even put in yet. And
that's
all
awesome.
Of them, the only guy that didn't get it was Sheldon Richardson.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't been here.
That's great.
Yeah, so, but, you know, so those guys have been together for so long now that they know. They know what we're doing. They know
yeah.
where everybody fits, and they kind of know my attitude that day.
And this quarterback, he's a competitive sucker, isn't he? I mean, it's
yeah.
the numbers, letters, whatever they are. It's all new, you know. But he wants to jump out there against
yeah.
legitimately one of the best defenses in the NFL, and he doesn't want it to be patient. He wants to
no.
beat you now, doesn't he?
Oh yeah, yeah. They all do. I mean, Adam Thielen, Diggs, you know, they come up to me all the time, say, "Oh, we got these great plays in today." I said, "Yeah, it's good on air right now, but let's see what you do today against the guys."
What about Dalvin Cook? What's the plan with Dalvin when we get back here in like 5.5 weeks for training camp?
You know, he's going to be pretty much ready to go.
Good.
Yeah. He was yesterday. He had a very, very good day. He had that old Dalvin Cook acceleration, the good feet, the cuts in the hole, caught the ball well. You know, we gave him a little bit more yesterday than we have in the past. He'll get some more today and tomorrow, and then I think he'll be ready to go when we get to camp.
Mike, given the NFL's offseason rules, is it difficult to evaluate offensive and defensive lines this time of the year?
To an extent, but I mean, you can still evaluate their footwork, their hand placement, their pad level. You know, if they're going to the right guy, all those things you're able to evaluate pretty well. The only thing is, it's you know they don't have pads on, and so you don't maybe get the real pounding.
At this stage of the equation, what are you liking about the new offensive lineman Brian O'Neill?
Very, very athletic. We're going to try something today. It's a little bit out of the box, so keep your eyes open.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
You're going to get tricky with him and throw a touchdown pass.
I don't know, maybe.
Put him in motion?
I don't know. We'll
right.
see.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, Shermer wasn't afraid to go extra offensive lineman last year with Avion Collins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you have Collins around here now. Now you have O'Neill, a 4'8 offensive lineman. I mean, it's just a bevy of tricks in DeFilippo's bag, isn't it?
We'll see today.
What if the offensive lineman puts a double move on Anthony Barr and gets a touchdown? Are you going to be happy because it worked or upset because one of your guys gave it up?
I'm the head coach, and so, you know, I understand. Like I told the offense yesterday, you know, everybody thinks I'm picking on them if I'm saying something bad about the offense, but
yeah.
I have to tell everybody what I see in practice every single day,
yeah.
and you know, it's just part of it. But I want to, you know, a year ago I walked into the offensive meeting. I said, look here, guys. When I came here, I didn't plan on this being a defensive franchise or organization. I just want to win football games. I don't care if we win. I want to score 50 points a game if
yeah.
we can. So I really don't care. And, you know, obviously hopefully we're going to continue to play good defense. But I think you saw last year when we scored some points, we moved the ball. It
mm-hmm.
helped us defensively. We won more games, and you know, we had a chance to do some special things. So I don't know. I don't remember what the record was when we scored 20 points, but
30 and 4.
What is it, Bobby?
30 and 4.
Thank you. Yep. Bob.
Time for two more.
It's about time.
The rookie kicker from Auburn. We know he has a big leg, but like, what kind of guy is he? Is he a relaxed, composed guy?
Yeah.
Is he accurate on field goals?
Yeah, he's been accurate, really accurate this spring, and he's. Yeah, I'm not sure he has a pulse. He's very low key, very composed. So I'll keep putting. We may have a situation for him today to get out there.
Well, you got a lot of situations today, day two of minicamp.
Yeah, well, we got to put some pressure on these guys.
Great, fake field goal.
No fake field goal.
How excited are you to get to the ranch and
You know who the holder is on the fake field goal?
Who?
Quigley.
Oh, that's right.
Did he throw a pass in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, to the left. It didn't work too well.
Right.
Okay, I get it. Well, he can run. Maybe he's a sneaky 4-6 guy.
Yeah, maybe we can run.
The producer just loved that one on the old fake field goal trick week two. How excited are you?
Fake punt, by the way.
Fake punt, thank you.
That's the only one that hasn't worked since I've been here.
Common man would have nailed that. He would have said fake punt when I made a mistake. It's an opening act for noon to three. How excited are you to get to the ranch and relax for a few weeks?
You know, I'm really excited. I was able to, last time I was there, we planted some crops for the wildlife.
Whoa.
Yeah, but it hasn't rained much, and so I'm anxious to get back and see.
A rain dance?
If they've grown, I'll get out there with my drum or whatever. But
well, let me get this straight. You got like 9 acres or whatever it is. You don't have a sprinkler system?
9 acres?
So what do you got, 15, 20?
160.
Oh, my God. Holy cow.
That sprinkler system wouldn't work there, I don't think.
No, probably not.
No.
So do you have cameras on the where the animals can eat and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, I have trail cams.
Wow. Yeah, that's going to be great.
Send pictures to my phone since I can't go there and get the SD card or whatever it's called out.
I know you love it. And relax, and we'll see you soon.
Are you coming down there?
Am I invited?
I don't know. Hagan, is he invited?
Yeah, absolutely.
Only you. No, we've had a few other offers, right?
No, Chris Thomason and I are going to come down, spend 3 days with you, do a couple of radio shows.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Have a good practice today. Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. I'm Paul Allen, back after this.